Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
Nearly every day for the last 5 months, my team and I have interviewed someone who lost a relative due to the coronavirus. And sometimes we do these interviews every day. Today, we're going to interview a man in Florida named Jakari. He recently lost his mother, Jacqueline, to the virus. A month ago, we interviewed Jakari because he lost his 19-year-old brother, Jordan, to the virus. In fact, at the time, Jordan and Miss Jacqueline were in the hospital together. Jordan died, but Miss Jacqueline was doing better. The prognosis was good, and she was being released from the hospital. And now she's gone. Mother and son, two of the more than 150,000 people killed in this country due to COVID-19.